Grace and peace to you from God, our Creator, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. In my family, there are certain rules at the dinner table. The water glass goes on the right above the knife, and the fork is over the folded napkin on the left. You must wait for everyone to sit down before you start table grace. You must ask to be excused. And when you excuse yourself, you clear your dirty dishes, putting them away when you leave the table. Perhaps most importantly, though, even if you are excused, everyone helps dry the dishes. Table rules in my mother's house were one thing, but of course, all these rules were learned somewhere, and it was a whole new level of order at my Grandma Lila's house. My Grandma Lila passed away this winter, but when we did family gatherings at her place, we'd easily be over 30 people. We served food in a buffet line because there were just too many of us to do family style. And of course, there was always a kids' table. The perk, though, of being at the kids' table is that we got to go through the food line first. My cousins would always race to see who could be at the front of the line, and it seemed my cousin with Willie always weaseled himself up there. But sometimes our older cousin Ethan would call seniority and budge in front of him for his rightful spot. When it came to dessert, things were a little less organized, but you still had to wait for the green light for Grandma Lila to get your food. One year, my cousin Ethan was so eager for his slice of pumpkin pie, he plated himself up a huge piece and was about to dig in when one of the uncles caught him and said, "You'd better hide that. You wouldn't want Grandma Lila catching you eating pie early." To which he said, "Okay," grabbed the can of whipped cream, sprayed it all over the pie so that no pie was showing on his plate, and delighted with himself said, "There, it's gone." Grandma was not amused. Looks like that seniority didn't help him out so much this time. The dinner party that Jesus is invited to in today's gospel is one where you would have wanted to be on your best behavior. The host is the leader of the Pharisees, and all the right people are invited to this party. In Greco-Roman society, formal meals like this would often take place at a U-shaped table, and each guest would be assigned a seat that demonstrated their rank or social status from highest to lowest. We are told that Jesus notices how people are choosing their places of honor at this table and challenges them by telling a parable of a wedding banquet where people are doing this exact same thing, choosing seats of honor. But in this parable, they are then being asked to move down. This would have been deeply shameful. Rather than seeking positions of power and status, Jesus suggests that the religious leaders choose the lowest places. Luke then records these challenging and memorable words from Jesus: "All those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and all those who humble themselves will be exalted." Luke's gospel is known for its attention to sinners, the poor, outcasts, underprivileged, women, and really anyone who finds themselves on the less honorable sides of society. Today's message is one about inclusiveness at the table. While the Pharisees, much like me and my cousins in line at Grandma Lila's, are pushing for the head of that rectangular table, Jesus's table is a circle where no person is better than any other. Everyone gets a seat at Jesus's table. At this meal, Jesus sets out guidelines for inclusion, and this model for inclusion is something of an invitation, I think, to communion and how the community should relate to one another. Professor of theology, Dr. Robert Kanoy, writes this of today's gospel: "Jesus is at that table not only for the purpose of eating, but he also utilizes this social occasion and interaction to extend the gospel to every person, including the religious leaders, whose practices of shame and honor were destructive to the community that Jesus' proclamation was promoting. There are several meal scenes that occur throughout the Gospel of Luke, and in each one of them, Jesus releases people from the cultural systems that are favoring the few while oppressing the many. Notice who is at this dinner party with Jesus. The guests at the house of the leader of the Pharisees were high-status people. Jesus is not calling out the marginalized, poor, or often overlooked servants at the party to humble themselves. He's speaking directly to the guests. And then he turns his attention specifically to the host. Jesus tells him that when he plans a meal, he ought not invite friends or relatives or the rich neighbors. This may sound a little bit odd, so what does Jesus mean? In Greco-Roman society, it was common practice to invite people to parties who could benefit from you some way socially. People were expected to reciprocate others and pay back good deeds. So it made sense to invite your friends and your family, and yes, the rich neighbors. However, Jesus says this is the wrong guest list, or at the very least, this guest list is too narrow. When we partake in the meal each week, the pastors say, "This is the Lord's table. All are welcome here." Why do we say that? This message is why. An inclusive gospel means open and equal fellowship with groups across societal boundaries. Humble yourself and make room at this table for everyone. The Eucharist is the central act of our Christian worship. This meal we share together each and every week is a symbol of the banquet already prepared for us in the kingdom of heaven, closed off only to those who close themselves off from it. God is here. Come, eat, and share this meal with that other list, the list of people you don't want to invite to the dinner party. I was flipping through channels on TV the other night and caught the end of the Disney Pixar animated film Cars. At the end of the big championship race, Lightning McQueen is speeding toward victory, and when he's inches from the finish line, he notices that one of the other racers, the King, gets into a horrible car wreck. Lightning could have kept going, taken the glory, and proven himself the fastest, but instead, he slams on the brakes, inches from the finish line, turns around, goes back to the wreck, and gently pushes the King across the line so that he can finish his last race with dignity. The crowd goes wild, not because Lightning won, but because in that moment, the winner is not the fastest and is not the strongest. It's the community he built when he refused to leave someone behind. That's what Jesus is talking about when he says, "All who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted." It's not about racing to the head of the table, proving yourself, or holding on to that place of pride. True joy, true honor comes when we see each other, lift each other up, and walk together as God's people. At Christ's table, there are no first or last places. There is only welcome, grace, and the joy of community that is whole when all are included. So come to the banquet, not to compete, but to belong. For Christ is the host, and at his table, everyone has a place. Amen.